On today's show, Tesla gives the Model S a facelift as sales start to tank. Bentley unveils its vision of future interiors. And Lexus teaches factory workers to build better cars with their fingertips. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 13th of 2016. Every automaker knows it has to freshen up the design of its cars every now and then, and that goes for Tesla too. It just updated the front-end styling of the Model S to match that of the Model X. Tesla had to do it too. According to Wards, sales of the Model S are down 41% in the American market this year. Elon Musk hinted that the front-end styling of the Model 3 is not final yet, and we would not be surprised if it adopted the same look. As we reported last week, VW is ending production of the Phaeton at its plant in Dresden. That facility, also known as the glass or transparent factory, is being retooled to enable flexible assembly of different vehicles, including fully electric cars in the future. In the meantime, the company is showcasing its electric and digital technology at the plant with 50 interactive exhibits and vehicles for visitors to explore. The price of admission also includes a half-hour test drive with electric and plug-in vehicles. The interiors of autonomous cars will be radically different than what we see today, and Bentley believes that future involves holograms. Called the future of luxury, the concept includes a table, two large loungers that face one another, and display screens on the side panels. But the main attraction is a hologram that pops out of the table and acts as their interface and looks like a butler. So even in the future, the rich will be waited on hand and foot at all times. Still to come, sales of green cars are dropping dramatically.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
Even though automakers must sell a higher mix of hybrids and plug-ins to meet fuel efficiency and emissions regulations, fewer car buyers are interested in buying them. Sales of those vehicles are down nearly 12% for the first quarter in the American market. Hybrid sales fell 13%, mainly due to a 30% drop of the Toyota Prius. EV sales fell 36%, mainly caused by declines at Tesla and big drops with the BMW i3, Nissan Leaf, and VW Golf Electric. And yet, sales of plug-in hybrids posted a big 56% increase. That was mainly due to more models coming into the segment, including the Mercedes S-Class and C-Class, the Hyundai Sonata, Audi A3, BMW X5, and Volvo XC90. Even so, sales of green cars only account for a little more than 2% of the overall market, which has to worry automakers because they continue to lose market share. You know, now that Ford is reporting record profits in North America, it's plowing some of that money into spiffing up its technical campus in Dearborn, Michigan. That campus includes 70 buildings, some of which date back to the 1950s. The plan is to move the 30,000 employees that work in those facilities into two primary locations, a product campus and a world headquarters campus. The product campus will feature walkable pathways and trails, a new design center, on-demand shuttles, and more. Construction begins this month and concludes in 2023. Updates to its world headquarters start in 2021 and are scheduled to be completed in 2026. While the upgrades will help improve vehicle development, a big reason the company is doing this is to help accelerate mobility solutions. Coming up next, Lexus gets all touchy-feely on the factory floor.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Automakers are using more and more sophisticated technology and robots to build vehicles, but Lexus doesn't want to take the human judgment out of the equation. Here's a video the company put together that details how it's training its line workers in Kentucky to use sight and feel while assembling vehicles.
The human hand is remarkable. It has over 2,500 nerve endings in each centimeter. But what does this mean to the creation of a car? It means even a facility with the most advanced car building technology possible, the human touch is vital.
With a Lexus car, it's very strict, what we call gaps and levelness, the fit and finish of the car, which makes a Lexus a Lexus. And so when we train them on their sensory tables, they're able to detect what a millimeter gap feels like with their fingertips or a 2 millimeter gap.
The sensory table, there's 4 or 5 different areas that deal with, you know, the acuteness of your eyes. Reaching into a hidden box that you can't see in and have to count with, you know, with just by feel. Pulling out 3 or 4 different bolts at a time. That way you don't have extra parts going in the car that you could possibly drop and lose.
As far as the sensory training, you run your hand around all of the edges of each part, making sure there's no abnormalities within the gaps. We let them rely on their sight, sound, and touch to know that it's correct. Those are things that equipment can't do for you. That's what's unique about Lexus Assembly.
Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this week. Joining John and Gary is Jackie Birdsall, the fuel cell engineer for the all-new Toyota Mirai. So if you have any questions, send them the viewer mail at autoline.tv and then join us Thursday afternoon for the best insider discussions in the business. But that brings us to the end of today's Autoline Daily. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.